This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, history's happening right now with Greg Coppola, the highest level engineer from Google Republic, and then Zach Voorhees, who I was saying, a lot of people are saying that Voorhees is the Ed Snowden of leaks from big tech. He is. And Greg Coppola has, you know, certified that. So this is a short segment, long segment coming up, gentlemen. Let's get into the perjury, though. When you see Sundar Pichai go and say, we've never manipulated any search. Well, everybody knows you can pay to have stuff manipulated. You can put ads on it, that they did it in the WikiLeaks for Hillary. So just the lies. You talked about this, Greg Coppola, and I want to get Zach's take on it, but one of the big places you really got him angry at you was saying, look, they're perjuring themselves to Congress. I know. Well, even a layperson knows they're doing that, but give us some specifics.
Well, I mean, I'm not a mind reader. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know about perjury. I'm just saying it's not true.
Well, tell us what's a lie. Yeah. Perjury's a lie.
Right. So the thing is, like, there's this real emphasis on trusted partners, you know, and those trusted partners, you know, if you look at them, you take the top 20, you know, they're just slight variations on the same theme. I mean, they're basically, you know, everything that's going to, you know, come out of Google News is from, like, a certain, you know, circle.
It's a circle. I was about to say circle jerk.
Yeah. It's a certain, within a Venn diagram, there's a certain, you know, I don't want to, you know, it's a, you know, it's 20% of possible thought or something like that. You know, it's not the whole range. And, you know, the natural conclusion that everybody's left.
So the default is they're picking what you get. So to claim to Congress we haven't fixed results is just a ridiculous lie.
Yeah, it's like saying, you know, we're politically neutral, but our most trusted sources are HuffPost, Politico, and the New York Times. But it's, you know, we're not taking political sides. I mean, I don't even know what that means.
It's just beyond Whopper level lies.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I would say, yeah, there's no way you could call it politically neutral. I mean, there's no way.
Here's the thing, right? Like, you've got the CEO of Google, and he's telling Congress we don't use blacklists, and then the full-time engineers inside the company can just go on to MoMA, which is the internal search engine, and do a search for blacklists, and then have the blacklist show up. And
they even call it a blacklist.
They actually called it a blacklist, and it was actually available to every single full-time employee in the company.
Wow. Please continue, because you're the Snowden of this, these documents you released. Little Birdie's told me you have even more.
No, all of it was was disclosed with Project Veritas. It has to be that way for operational security.
No, I understand, but I mean, Little Birdie's told me you know other people that are getting ready to go public, though.
I don't want to comment on that because it's ongoing. But there's a lot of people that are upset about what's, you know, been happening, and for them, they've been worried that if they come out and disclose these documents, that they'll be targeted by Google's ruthless machine. And yeah, I've talked to other people that have had their entire lives ruined.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you guys, you are the real men. I'm not kissing your ass. Like, I don't care about sports guys. I care about it. Like, when I go sleeping, I'm thinking, man, those guys are really cool. Well, you guys have put a lot on the line. You've gone through a lot. They sent cops to your house, didn't they, Zach?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that in order for us all to have this conversation, you know, about Google, we can't, you know, the whistleblowers can't be worried about what documents have or have not been released into the public that are sensitive, you know. And so I was able to find a large cross section of documents detailing the censorship machine. And now we can talk about it without everyone else can talk about it without violating their NDA.
Sure. You're just giving us the general operating manuals, not the fine minutia that name names.
It's a little bit both, actually. And I actually want to take this moment to apologize to some people that were inadvertently leaked out. That wasn't my intention. That disclosure went in there, and I want to apologize. A little too much was released.
Well, here's the thing. So many people never take action because they want to be perfect. God judges the heart, my friend. The big mainframe judges the heart. Your intention has been good.
Yeah. My intentions were pure. My intentions were America's security. And so I don't regret anything that I've done.
Let's talk about Professor Robert Epstein, what he said. Let's talk about the election integrity and why you've been forced to do this with both these American heroes, Zach Voorhees, Greg Coppola. We'll be right back on Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, the dreaded site.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this interview is history making. Everybody says history this, history that. No, it's history making that we have this platform in defiance of the establishment, that without YouTube, without Google, the interview on our servers, our live stream servers, and the other videos yesterday, this morning, had 2.3 million views. Now, sure, these interviews in the old days would have probably 5 million on YouTube. But the point is, we built our own system, and people are using it, and folks are buying enough product from us and stuff. We can pay for the bandwidth, because the bills are big. I'm always like, whoa, that video had 14 million views. That bill's going to be big. But here we are building our own thing, like Matt Drudge came here 4 years ago and warned us to do. Greg Coppola on Twitter, Coppola_Gregory. He's shadow banned because of what he did. You got to go to his actual Twitter to hear what he says. You have to hand type it in. Coppola_Gregory. You got Zach Voorhees, Perpetual Maniac, on Twitter as well. Again, my son went on Twitter. His own site, not even InfoWars. 10,000 in 2 hours. He's been on a few months. Is at 12,000 now. So again, it's the shadow ban. It's not letting you compete. It's not letting you on the field. It's not competitive. It's not American. It's not pro-human. It's not even, if you take the term evolutionary, it's stunting that. It's saying there's no survival of the fittest here. We don't let you actually compete. So, gentlemen, I was mentioning before the break about you were getting into how they target people on their race, how they know how a person swipes. You've released all the documents, how they're spying on everybody. There's more than one way to skin a cat. I don't want to get involved with corporations and control what they say and do. But when they're bigger than governments and then let China and others create the regulations because we won't, the First Amendment is a regulation saying you won't prohibit. So we need that to be enforced instead of letting China and the EU come in because we won't pass laws saying no or enforce our laws. How do we say no to the election meddling? How do we say no to the working with foreign powers that Peter Thiel and you and others have been exposing that Google's involved in? Who wants to take that first, Mr. Coppola or Mr. Voorhees?
You want to?
I feel that, coming out has been a very interesting experience because what I realize is that Google can see pretty much every single thing that I do online, right? Like they can see what I do because I use Gmail. They can see how I browse because I use Chrome. It's really hard to get away. Even when I want to write a document for notes, that is a Google Doc. Like I'm attached. It's almost like part of my brain. And for me, it's the getting rid of that. Like a Google fasting. Like I'm ditching Google in every single aspect of my life. And it turns out that there's actually really great services out there. Like Proton Mail in a lot of ways is better than.
So it's a process of like divorce. I don't know if you can get to this yet, you and your colleague who I really want on and the Defense Department stuff, but
I mean, this has happened to me. You're like, man, they're listening to the phone. They're reading what I say because they're countering you in real time before you go public. I mean, are you ready to go public with that? Because they admit they're doing it, but this is warfare level stuff. They've got a team of probably 50 people on you right now. But that's an honor. You can now probably lead some of them out of darkness. Do you kind of see that priest position you're in now?
You know what? It's very hard to convince a true believer. They kind of have to see, like, they have to get targeted before they kind of like wake up. You know, as far as deprogramming the true believers, I mean, they're going to have to come and wake up, you know, on their own. What I'm aiming for is I'm aiming for the people in America that understand what's going on, but they're being slandered by the establishment players as conspiracy theorists. And, you know, in order to fix our elections, we have to fix middle America. We have to like let them know that these big tech giants are hostile entities. And that they've got to start the process of moving off of those platforms. And if we're not using Google to, you know, browse the web, if we're not using Google to actually...
So you're preaching the Drudge doctrine, because for 10 years he said, get out of the gulags, run, build your own thing, decentralize.
We have to get it off of the gulags, that's right.
I think that's a fair... Drudge, I think, deserves the credit. I think Matt Drudge should be known as the Drudge doctrine.
Yeah, the Drudge doctrine. We have to make that personal.
Greg?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, I don't know about regulation, but I would really emphasize the importance of free market solutions. You know, anyone who believes in the free market in general, I think, and just as someone who builds ranking algorithms all the time, or has, you know, there's really a lot of personality that goes into a good algorithm. And I don't think you can take somebody who doesn't want to make you a product and regulate them into making a product. It's like, right now the products sort of don't have any personality as it is, and you're going to have the government start regulating them. I mean, this is like... not anywhere near as good as just having competitors that can arrive.
No, I had top lawyers call me and say, hey, Trump's about to take action. I said, this draft's a nightmare. You can't have government that knows how to deal with sick cuss words it bans and have it understand algorithms. This is insane.
Insane.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
Europe has GDPR.
Sorry, go ahead.
Europe has GDPR, which is already just like a hassle for anyone that just, you know, it's like, oh, I want to throw up a new social network. Well, you know, now if someone in Europe's going to see it, you got to like read through the entire GDPR thing and comply with it. I mean, GDPR is really a gift to big companies because they just have people sitting around, you know, on the payroll. Like, all right, well, you look into the GDPR thing and they're probably never going to get busted for it anyway. So, you know, I mean.
Sure, it's an excuse to spy. So let me ask you this, getting into algorithms. We got to keep going. No, you guys got to go. This is so historic. I have another guest who's pushed back. But getting into algorithms, all I know is if something's popular, the old algorithm was, it gets promoted to people that already like that genre, so the algorithm just knows how to target people with what they want, giving them what they want, like a PKD wirehead, plugging them into the pleasure centers. I mean, isn't that really it?
Well, I don't know what you're saying. I mean, we want people to get what they want, I would think. I'm just saying that, like, you can't take a product. You can't, you know, if someone doesn't want to give one, you know, someone in your audience.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Isn't a good algorithm just giving people what they want?
Right. I mean, that's what, you know.
Instead of force feeding them, that's not an algorithm, right?
Historically, there was a focus on the user, and that meant giving the user what they want. And I think that's sort of changed now to, like, making sure that the user doesn't think anything wrong, which is a completely different approach to having a company.
Wow, that was the heaviest thing I've heard in like a year. Exactly. And people are trying to throw this up. They don't want this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really have a place now I can go and like definitely just like a news feed that would just send me stuff that I like. Like, you know, YouTube recommendations. Like, I don't just, you know, I can't just browse YouTube recommendations to find stuff that I like. You know, I think.
Oh, you see it all now. It's just force-fed go-to-sleep stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, really, you know, a lot of these companies, I mean, search is a difficult thing. I actually use DuckDuckGo first, and then I use Google if that doesn't work. But basically, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, these all started with small teams. It's really important to remember that small teams, if they were not, if there was no anti-competitive practices, I think they could, you know, they could make cool products very easily that would work a lot better than
regular. And that's what Bill Gates said. He's always been worried about small companies and people like you building new things. Like you said, these anti-competitive practices where they call any site that they don't control a Nazi, it gets deplatformed, or they buy it up. How do we stop that?
Oh, exposing to the free market. I think they're being propped up. I think distorting the free market. I think that when the free market is returned, that big tech will be tamed because they'll realize that if they're going to censor us, then we're going to censor them.
Wow. And I mean, that's really it. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say half of America is really being kind of antagonized by tech parks. They're not happy. It's the same thing in every country. So shouldn't somebody be able to get rich off of this, of just catering to these other people if, you know, there really was a free market?
Well, that's what's been said. What if Trump or others got together and promoted a new startup? Everyone would leave immediately. That's the Achilles heel. And there's no bloody revolution. There's no lawsuits. There's no antitrust. Just, okay, Google. Okay, Apple. F you.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting also, like, the campaign finance angle, because it's like, you know, everything's a campaign finance violation, but then for Google and Facebook to be part of the Democrat Party, that's not even considered. So, like, you know, what if Donald Trump had a social network that was actually making money and helped his campaign? They'd probably shut that down, but they don't. But Facebook's allowed to just be part of the
Democrat. Well, let me be the first to offer you gentlemen together once a week, whenever you want, a two-hour show to say whatever the hell you want with no strings attached. I mean, the listeners love this. They love a real discussion. They love to see behind the curtain that the real people that built these amazing systems that do such incredible things but have been turned against us. I'll ask you during the break. You got to go. I understand whether Zach or Greg can stay together, but this is history-making. Two senior Google engineers that have whistleblown, the first two, publicly coming together live on InfoWars. If that isn't radioactive kryptonite to tyranny, I don't know what the hell is. I hope you're sharing the live links right now, because history's happening. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You hear that? That's humanity's will powering up to resist the attempted takeover. Nothing can stand our way if we take action. Final segment with these incredible guests, Greg Coppola, Zach Voorhees. Follow Zach at Twitter at Perpetual Maniac. Twitter for Mr. Coppola, Coppola underscore Gregory. And take pleasure in not getting his alerts. Take pleasure in not getting his updates. I get all of the Ben Shapiro updates. I get all of the establishment Republican updates. I get none of the updates of the good guys. Because I, you know, obviously have an account on Twitter, and but I don't really tweet, but I do it to follow stuff and have instant messaging. You know, I know it's all being surveilled. And you just notice whoever's really good, you're not gonna just get fed to you. You're gonna have to go find the good stuff. Isn't that common sense in the way the universe works? Like, you don't just find the diamond. You don't just find the best wife or the best husband. You don't just find that four-leaf clover. You gotta look around for the four-leaf clover. When I was a kid, I used to love four-leaf clovers. The clover would grow in Dallas. I'd look for like an hour and I'd finally find a four-leaf clover. And that's kind of what it's like, you know, and it's a reawakening of humanity. It's a magic moment. So, Zach and Greg, here in closing, how do you expect big tech to strike back? They've been very arrogant for 30 years. No one's regulated them. But now, because China and the EU are coming in through that vacuum and regulating, Congress is going to take action. Trump's going to take action. The danger is, and I'm not being elitist, but these guys are all busy. And most of them are 70 years old or older. They mainly watch TV. But now they know the Internet's big, but they still don't get it. I'm worried big tech will do back doors like we're already seeing and give them regulatory powers that are even worse. So we need to get guys like you in front of Congress, I think. What's the plan of action? Let's talk about plans of action with both of you. Let's go to Greg Coppola first. Greg, what's plans of action here?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm really curious when they're gonna admit that Zach's leaks have happened. I mean, I'm talking about the mainstream media here. You know, that could be an interesting thing, and just like what's going to happen when they have to say, you know, this actually happened weeks ago, that Zach leaked all these things and we just didn't tell you. And these, you know, they're alleging that there's a system of censorship and we didn't tell you about it for 2 weeks. I mean, is that going to kind of get anyone thinking? I don't know. And, secondly, I think, you know, I would just underline that with Zach's, dump. I mean, I think you've really seen everything now. It's all, I don't even think we need another leak. I mean, I'm sure some people are looking for it, and some people might leak other things that are interesting, but I actually don't even think that we need anything else. And I think it's really important for consumers to just say, like, look, there's a bias. We can see it. Everything's set by hand. It's nothing to do with computers at all. And
well, that's it. You just said something. God, I love talking to you guys with 150 IQs, 160, because exactly. Everybody's always the next dump, the next piece, the next. What do you need when you have them saying blacklist and they've lied to Congress and said there aren't, with specific names, my names and others' names? It's all right there. We have them, smoking gun, bigger than Dallas, and it's there. We've got, it's a pile of smoking guns as big as Mount Everest is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't see what else anyone would really need at this point. I mean, someone else, I'm sure there's interesting stuff, but it's time to just.
No, it's like Monty Python when the knight that goes knit has had all his arms and legs cut off. It's like, it's done. Why no more getting obsessed with like target fixation? Like when World War II, you fly over a train and shoot, it already blew up. You still just keep shooting and fly into it. We've already blown it up. It's like we have the tools. I think that's what he's saying, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the meme where there's like a dog in the building and everything's on fire and he's just, you know, saying, oh, yeah, everything's fine. You know, the American people have had a fire woken up in them, and I think that they're really going to, have a conversation with the representative, and, that representative is going to come back from recess and they're going to be energized to, start working through what the solutions are. And, there's think tanks that have deeper knowledge in free trade. You know, I'm a computer scientist. I'm not an economist. And, we're going to have a period where we can all get together and figure out, what needs to be done. And, even if there was another leak, like, I don't think it would even be news, because this leak that I provided has been so comprehensive. People can find out if their favorite influencers have been blacklisted. For example, I just wrote a Medium post describing how Luke Wodowski over at We Are Change, the fact that he showed up in a blacklist and exactly what that means for him.
And We Are Change is a journalistic liberal group that I helped launch that exposes George Bush for war crimes. I mean, like you said, they're suppressing the left as well. Any real leftist that are actually doing something real, they suppress them.
Yeah, I was attacked by Antifa because I disrupted one of their events when they tried to take over Occupy Wall Street. And, they gave me death threats. And it's really funny because I've done more against fascism than all of them combined.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I'm a classical liberal. These terms mean nothing. I want truth. Like Martin Luther King, like you said, man, I believe in that. And they are going against that. Why do you think they betrayed it? You call it derangement, but it was programmed that way. It's in the WikiLeaks. The professor tells Hillary, we got to go to culture war. Even worse than we've done. So why are they betting on culture war? Like, it's so horrible. It's so racist.
Yeah. So, the best, can I answer this? So, the best, video that I've ever found that, describes what's going on is a video, by a Russian dissident named Yuri Bezmenov. And he was responsible in the KGB for subverting a civilization. And so he spilled all the secrets in a video that exists on the internet called Yuri Bezmenov. Just search for him, you'll find it. And he basically lays out these four steps for ideological subversion. And it starts off with demoralization, and then it goes to destabilization, which is where we're at now. And then there's a crisis period, which is, you see a lot of these things that are happening in the news, and they're trying to force a crisis, especially with the Federal Reserve jacking up interest rates. And then during that crisis, that gives the revolutionaries the justification to take over, subvert the Bill of Rights or whatever the constitution that country has. And then the society goes to a new normal, and that's called normalization.
So, and that's in the Cloward and Piven plan and all of it. Incredible. You guys are amazing. Greg Koble, you were trying to jump in there. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the social justice thing is a motif. I don't think it's a genuine ideology. But, I think in terms of next steps, I think everyone should just, conclude that what they thought was happening is happening. And, that'll just create a market for new products. And I just want to underline that, a precocious child can create a new social network. There's nothing really technically difficult about doing that.
Well, how does it feel to though be in the vanguard of history? Both of you, I know you're just doing it. It's the right thing to do. Can you feel the energy? Can you feel it?
Yeah, I actually do. I feel it, yeah.
And then did you ever feel anything like that at Google?
It's a different
complete energy. Opposite.
So both of you feel it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, there's two different
kinds of
energy.
I felt that I was going in the wrong. It's entirely reversed, right? Like, the energy is opposite. Like, in Google, I had this feeling that everything was going wrong, and now...
Hold on, both of you got to finish. I'm going to finish with one more comment about the spirit, because once you feel it, there's no going back.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers.
That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's Alex Jones.
We discovered the wheel and fire. We built the engines and the clocks and the dams and the spacecraft and the computers. Humans are the author of our world, not technocrats telling us to forget our power, to go to sleep so they can ascend to some silicon AI god. Zach Voorhees is the Edward Snowden of whistleblowing inside big tech. The bombshell broke with Project Veritas 2 days ago, exploded yesterday, and now has gone supernova. Greg Coppola helped lead the charge as the most senior engineer to go public so far, pointing out the elephant in the room, the incredible lies. So in closing, I want to ask both of you, starting out with Zach Voorhees, you talked about a weight off your soul. That's the thing, is that when you serve evil, the yacht or the women don't, it's not pleasurable. Now, if you serve good, you don't even want those things. Not that they're bad. It's just that they're nothing because you're tied into the cosmos, the universe, humanity. And I haven't talked to you previously about this, but I've seen you speak to it. Can you talk about, you got cut off on the break, about what it's like to be even unconsciously serving evil? Your subconscious is more powerful. It's a supercomputer. It knows you're part of something bad. Versus when you get in line with the truth, what that transition was like.
Yeah, so it was about 6 years that I was asleep within the company, and then the last 2 years it was fully awake, and that process started. And once it started, you know, I remember the last thing thinking to myself, what else are they lying about? And that was it. Wow, you know, bam, like it just came. And for 2 years, I was really, really, really suffering being inside of YouTube and Google, because Google owns YouTube, and seeing the company transform like this. There's actually a mass shooting at YouTube, and my coworker had to like dodge out of the way to miss the bullets. And I came down and saw that the shotter had shot themselves. And when everything happened, the reason that came out that this person had, you know, done this mass shooting is that they were demonetized.
I remember that, and we're not saying that was good what they did, but it was the dehumanization created the desperation. These are people caught up in a digital gulag, is what you're saying. So what have you felt like you said, a weight was lifted off your soul? What is the feeling like now?
You know, I felt really guilty about drawing a salary, and I tried to let people know that this was coming. And now that I've released all of the information, I realize that I'm not part of that evil system anymore. And it's very uplifting. And I feel that I can, you know, meet my maker at the very end. And when he says, you came across evil, what did you do? And I'll be able to like look him right in the eye and said, I sacrificed everything to let the American people know, that the AI weapons were pointed directly at their mind.
Wow. Zach Voorhees, the super charismatic, smart Edward Snowden of Google, thank you so much, sir. We salute you. Please come back anytime. Please come to town, both of you guys. Thank you. We salute you. Greg Coppola, who helped start this chain reaction, your comment on your journey, and you know, you're suspended, they're coming after you, but you seem uplifted. What is the process? I saw you nodding when he was talking about feeling empowered. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, first of all, I'm not sure if I'm actually more a senior than Zach, but
they described you as a senior long-term engineer on major algorithms.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We could argue about who's more senior all day, but I would say that, I definitely believe in energy, karma, reincarnation, that kind of stuff. So there is kind of like a karmic duty to, you know, I think when I was comfortably drawing my paycheck, I felt, you know, more comfortable, more certain. Now I feel there's definitely a lot of uncertainty, but I feel more alert. And obviously, yeah, I mean, just, you know, just the fact that I'm not anonymous kind of makes life a little more dangerous. So it's just kind of actually making me a little bit more awake.
Awake means alive?
Oh, yeah, more alive, yeah.
Come down the path further, my friend. It only gets better. And the discernment that opens up, you talk about AI, God's AI. I'm not going to get into it on air, but it's getting really scary, actually. I mean, I'm not going to talk about it on air, but people have to experience it for themselves, and it's amazing, it's incredible, and it's scary. But the truth is scary, and the system knows this. They're trying to create a system to shutter humanity so we don't realize our full potential. But I think both of you are really smart men, and you're leaders, and you're heroes. And so I want to salute you both. Thanks for spending so much time with us today.
Thank you for everything you do, Alex.
Thank you.
And nice talking, Zach.
Nice. You guys want to exchange numbers or anything in there in the control room? I mean, I know you're
We're talking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have his number anyway.
All right, we'll give each other. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. There's nothing wrong with yachts. There's nothing wrong with beautiful women. There's nothing wrong with a 900-horsepower car. But let me tell you, it doesn't come close to promoting real human destiny and promoting a human future. It's so rewarding to stand up against this force. And so many people seem so enslaved. They have never tasted They have never imagined communing with God, the higher level. And if you just once ever touch it, you'll never want anything else again. It's not like Christians, you talk about real Christians, not fake ones, about, you know, I'm here alive, but I can't wait to be with the Lord. I can't wait to give. They don't want to die. In fact, that most of them are the longest lived people, over 100 years old. A lot of Christians are the longest lived people because they're willing to give up their flesh. Well, the flesh hangs on because they're already touching heaven. And I'm telling you, folks, there's a whole new universe waiting for you. And something's happening here. The enemy knew it was coming. But we didn't believe their lies. We held the course. You held the course. Leo Zagami's been holding for 39 minutes. I apologize to him. He's an amazing author, researcher, and one of the greatest trailblazers out there I know. I used to read his stuff 15 years ago, and I thought, this guy's nuts. Everything he said came true. About two popes and how to be this new pope, and he toured me around Rome, and now he's been run out of Italy, and he joins us now. Leo, you've got big news about the deputy pope and the pedophilia and Epstein, but I can feel the energy right now, and I know evil's powerful, and they're going to come back, but I feel like there's a great empowerment. I feel very strong right now. I feel the Holy Spirit very strong, not just in me personally at a baby level when the Holy Spirit touches you and you, but I feel it reaching out, and we're going to win. What I know is we're going to win in the end. It's going to be rough, but I can time warp mentally and see the future, and we're going to win. We're going to go to the stars. We're going to go interdimensional. We're going to win. But what would you call this period we're in right now?
It's the power of prayer, Alex, that is putting together all of us simple warriors against a clearly demonic force. So it's this egregore that we are creating to oppose their own egregore, which means fourth form. So we are definitely fighting an epic battle, which was prophesied.
But you said it. We're little g like God. We can envision the future. We're here together. They don't want us to come together. We're coming together envisioning a good future.
Yes, because when you get more than a person together and you start praying, you manifest things. And that happens, especially if you use then the mighty name of Jesus, then it incentivates all this and makes it more powerful.
Why do they fear that name Jesus so much? They really fear it.
Yes, because Jesus was the biggest, he was a manifestation of God and the biggest exorcist of all times. It was him who actually started to exorcise these demonic forces and gave us the keys to exorcise them 2,000 years ago. So it's very important that we follow his teachings to fight
now. So basically, he kicked their ass up one side and down the other. They fear him because he defeated them.
Yes, just mentioning his name and this legion of Satan just seems to go in a panic mode. Like all these pedophiles are going in a panic mode.
They flee from the name of Christ.
Yeah.
They flee. Jesus Christ. It's our Lord and Savior. They flee. They do. I've seen it. They flee from the name. No other name has any effect. That's why you know it has the power. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He would have been a rabbi, but he changed the whole course of history. He became a Christian. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No doubt that the house of Solomon and the house of King David before him was touched by God, and the information given to them was definitely off-world. But then Jesus decided to try to give that information to everybody and to empower humanity. And so the system killed him. But you can be a Christian. You have to go out amongst the globalists, the left, and talk about America being great. They recoil. They act like you've thrown holy water on Linda Blair and The Exorcist. But you say Jesus, they run. You say America, they fight you. They get upset. You say Jesus, they run. And again, I grew up Christian, and I was like, oh, is this really real? Whatever. And then you get around evil, and you see the same stuff, and you're like, what? Something's going on. What is this? Well, God's not going to put us here on this planet and not give us a cheat sheet. So what happened in the Middle East and what happened is very, very special. You know, we can focus on the big top cardinal, right-hand man of the Pope, being a pedophile and being in the court coming out. We can focus on Epstein. We can focus on the Clintons. But we know who the devils are now. Everybody knows they broke his neck. They killed him. And we'll talk about that with our guests a little bit in the next hour and the next host takes over. And Leo Zagami, leozagami.com is here. But, Leo, I want to talk about Jesus. Because the enemy put all these fake devil worshipers on national TV to downgrade Christianity and act like idiots to make people turn against God. But people see through that. But there's something powerful in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to get into my own personal life and things that have happened, but I've been through some things. I've seen some things. The enemy's thrown a lot of stuff at me. And, man, you say the name Jesus Christ and ask Jesus for help, it's like the Red Sea parts. And it's like all these Oprah Winfrey people want the secret. And all these occultists do all this bad stuff to get power from the devil. But if you believe in Jesus Christ and call on Jesus Christ, it is so powerful. It's almost, I'm like ashamed to even call on that name because it's so, I mean, can you speak about Jesus Christ? Then we'll get into the big breaking news a little bit in the next hour.
Jesus has been really the force that has empowered the good side of American politics since 1935, when Abraham Verade founded the Fellowship, that of course then was followed by Douglas Coe, who did incredible work around the world in the name of Jesus always. So the name of Jesus has opened many doors also for America. Like you said earlier, if you talk about America, they might have an aggressive stand, but at times, the diplomacy of the United States, the secret diplomacy, went through people that instead put in front the name of Jesus, like Douglas Coe. So, people
well, let's just say it. The U.S. intelligence agencies, before they got taken over, were all Christians.
Yes, and as I said, there has been a secretive, let's say very reserved Christian organization that has never really surfaced in the media, known as the Fellowship and also as the Family, of course not related to the satanic family of Charles Manson, which has really worked to make the name of Jesus powerful among Christian leaders, like you are showing Ronald Reagan was a good friend of Douglas Coe, but many other powerful leaders. At one point, Douglas Coe went even to Libya to talk with Muammar Gaddafi, who was completely furious with the United States because they killed one of his daughters, and he managed to get those prisoners, which were, of course, responsible for the terrible...
So why do they fear Jesus so much? Let's get into the latest breaking news on the pedophile rings. Why is it that name they run from?
Because he is the image of somebody who has given us the key to fight that religion in his name. Just the mention of Jesus' name includes fear in the enemy. So that's it. We have a great king who will come back and who will probably reign forever. But, of course, now we have the remains of the satanic legion who are fighting off their this war against us. And they are at this moment of time, Alex, definitely... at a good point, because they have taken over Silicon Valley, they have taken over the left wing politics, they are basically fighting us at every level, and we are a minority at the moment. But I'm sure that in the next few years people will come on our side, just as they have abandoned CNN for InfoWars. That is what's going to happen.
Well, let's get into the latest on the pedophile rings. Jeffrey Epstein, this Ghislaine Maxwell, all this coming out, what does this signify?
I mean, I actually wanted to go to the In-N-Out Burger here in L.A., because that's where she has been seen lately. I mean, everybody's searching for Miss Maxwell, the madam, but apparently she's hanging out here in California. Epstein himself, of course, has been murdered or suicided. It's just even stupid to think that he could be really suicidal. Other people have, of course, said, oh, he has just been substituted at the last minute by somebody else and sent in Israel. Well, to prove that they are wrong, we should examine his infamous genitalia, his egg-shaped genitalia, which of course came out in his deposition 10 years ago. And the fact that this genitalia was so particular was also demanded by the lawyers of all the victims who wanted to refer to the particularity of this penis to demonstrate that they had been a victim of this terrible molester, this pedophile who had a whole ring around the world with very influential people like Prince Andrew. I actually made a prank call on the 13th of August to Buckingham Palace, to one of the numbers listed on this black book of Epstein, and it was indeed his private number. The day after, Prince Andrew, who was supposed to be in Balmoral, left, and apparently Sarah Ferguson, and Sarah Ferguson was here in not far from where I am, in the Mojave County, in Arizona, just a week ago with Tony Robbins. And what they were doing is actually something we should discuss, because it regards an incredible data project, solar data project that they are putting there in the desert, something that resembles a little bit that Transcendence movie with Johnny Depp. So Sarah Ferguson talked with the Queen. The Queen told her basically bring away Prince Andrew because the situation is getting out of control, and apparently Queen Elizabeth is really angry with her son for having exposed the royal family to this kind of situation. So they have been brought off to Malaga with a private jet, both of them, and now Prince Andrew is basically in hiding from even from his own mother, who apparently is very angry with him. And I can't imagine how angry she is, because, of course, the fact that this testimony of Epstein, who apparently witnessed him having sex with a minor, could throw the whole royal family in a crisis of unspeakable proportions.
How does that tie in to the cardinal that you've been writing about, the right-hand man of the Pope?
Of course, Cardinal Pell. We are waiting for his appeal on the 21st of August. We know that the infamous Cardinal Pell was the number one two in the Vatican, one of the most powerful ringleader for these pedophiles. And Cardinal Pell is either will win this appeal and then will be sent off to one of the safety houses with a bunch of nuns severed and revered by them. Otherwise, I think the Cardinal Pell could be the next Epstein, and he could be suicided, because the moment in which
I was about to ask that. Will he be the next Epstein? Will Cardinal Pell be Epsteined? Because now Arkin's side, Clinton's side, Clinton death, now it's going to be Epsteined. Will Cardinal Pell be Epsteined?
Well, if he doesn't win the appeal, and the Pope is trying to actually forcing the Australian authorities so he can win this appeal and finally end up his life in this big mansion. In the meantime, in Rome, a mural appeared in next to the Vatican with the image of Satan grabbing from behind Cardinal Pell. And everybody in Rome was shocked by this incredible mural that appeared in Via Gregorio VII. So I am really interested in seeing what's going to happen on the 21st, because mark my words, if he is not winning the appeal, and so if he's not getting out of it, he's definitely going to be suicided.
Wow, this is an incredible time to be alive. I remember reading your books 15 years ago, hearing you on air, and thinking, this is crazy. Everything you said has come true so far. When we come back in a minute, I'm going to ask you where you think it's going next. Please don't forget, TV viewers, the big sale ended because a bunch of stuff sold out. But everything that isn't sold out, still great products, is still on sale at World Awakens Mega Sale. Store-wide free shipping, 50-60% off, double Patriot points. And please continue to get the body's ultimate turmeric, the krill oil back in stock, the Turbo Force, the Brain Force, the 8-pack power stack, the knockout. It's all there. Without you, we're not here. And believe me, the enemy's fighting harder than ever, but thanks to you, we're still on air. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.